Wir bedanken uns für die Einladung, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Swan Song, seinen Off, gibt uns dann sind Praises to the eye. See you in a place nearby.
FM 4.
Liquid Radio.
The music was new, black, polished chrome and came over the summer like liquid night. The DJs took pills to stay awake.
Liquid Radio.
artificial levels of consciousness. Liquid Radio on FM Fear.
Allow for your response to be always in the positive. represent and present themselves in extraordinary ways are the speaker of spirit. Our language speak from the heart. Let the languages be then. The language of silence, the language of word.
to the moon and beyond. FM Fear, Liquid Radio.
cansado de llamarte. Con mi alma de rosa, comprendo que no quieres, porque no
thank you. This is what I think. Humans and robots are becoming more alike. If we bridge that gulf, tragedy will follow in its wake. What we see unfolding now is the first sign of that calamity. We have to break this cycle of hate, no matter what it might cost us.
I couldn't figure out if he was human or robot.
Okay, you've been listening to Liquid Radio right here on
FM4.
It's 6 o'clock, Sunday the 8th of June. The National Guard is to be deployed as protests continue in Los Angeles. And Austria defeats Romania in last night's World Cup qualifier. Here's Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning to you, Hal. The US President Donald Trump has ordered 2,000 National Guards to be deployed in Los Angeles to deal with escalating protests over a series of raids on undocumented migrants. The Californian city saw a second day of unrest yesterday as residents of a mainly Hispanic district clashed with immigration officers known as ICE. More from the BBC's Regan Morris.
There's been a lot of fear in the immigrant communities around Los Angeles. And, you know, where I am, this is a community that's 82%, I believe, Hispanic. And a lot of people here are quite worried. And that's been going on for months. But it's really, really escalated in the last 2 days as ICE has come through and detained people. And this is what President Trump says he has a mandate to do. But it's causing a lot of fear in Los Angeles. And I think National Guard on the streets, when and if that does happen, will really add to that.
Russia has again struck the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, this time during the day, after attacks earlier yesterday. Officials say four guided bombs killed a woman and wounded at least 19 others, and that one of the sites which was hit was a children's railway. The mayor of Kharkiv is Ihor Terekov.
The children's railway was attacked. It's a civilian object. There are always a lot of people here, a lot of children. Such a cynical attack during the weekend and on a children's railway is horrible. It's a real act of terrorism.
A controversial organization backed by the US and Israel says it didn't distribute any food aid in Gaza yesterday. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation accused Hamas of making threats that made it impossible to operate, allegations that the group denied. The foundation says two of its sites will reopen today. Sport now, and in football, Austria's men's team defeated Romania 2-1 in last night's World Cup qualifier in Vienna. Nearly 49,000 fans attended the first game of what they hope will be Austria's road to the 2026 World Cup. Today's weather, a cold front moving through with rain and thunderstorms in many areas, with some sunshine appearing towards the evening. A strong wind later on, the southeast starting off sunny with highs of 24 to 29, elsewhere between 15 and 23.
Thank you, Jenny.
This is the morning show with Hal Rock.
Yeah, that's me. A very good morning to you. It is 3 minutes past 6 o'clock. If you are just coming home and heading off to bed after a night out on the tiles, well, sleep tight. This one is for you to help you get off into the land of dreams from Sofia Cortezes.
We'll be right back.
has to relay a request from the Grand Seeress. It's a special for the warrior.
Respect me.